Well, we have supported the laboratory, the art laboratory, as I call it, with grants from EEI Norway grants. So it was very rewarding to see what I have achieved there. That was excellent. But the main objective was to have a discussion with the students about the democratic development, about the human rights issues, about what young people are concerned about. And the background was a film about the terrible Utøya massacre in 2011, where 69 young people were killed. And this documentary film about the young politically active people in Norway and how they reacted and what happened during that massacre was the background for a discussion between me and the students on human rights issues, democracy, how to stimulate political involvement by young people, how to bring a democracy forward. And I also showed a great short film they had produced about hate speech, which was very interesting about the intolerance towards homosexuals, which was also intended to stimulate debate about promoting respect, equality and tolerance here in Europe in general.
Yeah, I think there was obviously a lot of talent and a lot of ideas just like flowing around there. But what were your main takeaways from the discussions?
That this was a very alert group of young students. They had reflected views. They were had strong opinions and about the developments in Latvia, and they are a real asset to this country. And I hope they will participate in the political debate in Latvia. And I think more young people should participate in the political life in Latvia. In Norway, we see there is, I think, a difference between Latvia and Norway. In Norway, very many young people are active in politics. They enter political parties and participate in political debates. I think this could also be stimulated in Latvia, that young people go into politics in bigger numbers than I have so far.
Yeah.
The political environment would benefit from that.
No, just the last one. The students seemed more skeptical, a little bit skeptical about like politics because of the general perception that it's sort of dirty. But there, it seemed that there was hope about debate culture, especially.
Yes, there is. Yeah. Several of the young people said that there were debate levels at the high schools, which has been increasing, and this perception about politics that everything is bad in politics. Many people in Norway also say that, but it's not true. People should enter politics. There are a lot of most politicians are decent, honest politicians, both in Norway and in Latvia, and there is room for more young people to get involved. And I'm absolutely sure that the political parties in Latvia would welcome that.